But we did mention that Meredith Applebaum would be in studio with us, and what better day to do this? She's an image consultant, and here are two guys that certainly need some makeovers, and she's also a life coach. You can check her out online at gotomeredith.com. Gotomeredith.com. Meredith and Bruce Murray, Bill Pito, thanks for coming in with us. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Bring this a little closer. There
okay,
you go.
Okay, there we go.
You know, I thought, you know, when we learned we were going to be meeting with you, that the classic story would be that Bill Pito needs a life coach. But, you know, with all the news that's gone on, I think there are other directions that we can take this in. Certainly, you know about A-Rod. You now know about T.O. You know, these are two guys. And the great question is, when it comes to image, why is it significant? Is it significant in terms of public perception and the ability to sell things? Or is it important to be able to pursue job opportunities when image may not be the most important thing?
Sure. Well, you know, I think right now, especially for A-Rod and T.O., they need to go out and do work with foundations and charities. They need to start being photographed doing good things. You know, the other day in the Post, A-Rod was shown with his children. He needs to be shown more as a family guy. This is not a time where these guys want to date anyone who's controversial. They really want to lay low.
But some guys do it, and you get the feeling that they're sincere. And some guys do it, and the second you see them, that you really, it's just a charade. It's made up, and then they become almost less believable. How do you pull it off and make it real?
Well, first off, these guys are looked up to as gods, especially with the young teen audience. So I think that they need to start making appearances and going out of their way, maybe to going around to colleges and start lecturing and start getting involved and talking out against steroid use and the long-term effects of it. And just start going out and talking about teen drug abuse and, you know, start making those appearances that they normally wouldn't do because they wouldn't feel comfortable, especially now with the economy being the way it is. This is the time where charities and foundations would love to have them and make appearances where, you know, they normally wouldn't be in that type of situation.
You know, Meredith, A-Rod's gotten into a situation where people do not think he's genuine. People, in many ways, don't believe a word that he says. So when he's photographed like he was the other day in his Dominican Republic uniform for the World Baseball Classic, and he's photographed around his estranged wife and his child, people think it's staged.
Yeah.
My point is, if you're A-Rod, how can you turn this perception around? Because no one believes anything he says.
Well, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to happen slowly. But he has to make sure that he's with the right publicists, the right agents, and the right managers. Because he really needs someone at this time, if he's looking to make a change, that is really good with crisis management. And just the more good and the more positive he puts out there, slowly, you know, the Americans, we're going to start turning around our opinion on him.
All right. Look, we're talking with Meredith Applebaum again. She's a life coach, image consultant. You can check her out on the web. Go to Meredith.com. I would ask you, if you were hired by A-Rod, I'm not a life coach, and here's what I was thinking. A-Rod never seems to get it right when he's in public. He just never seems to get it right. If he says something, it comes out wrong. If he does something, it's usually viewed wrong. Is it possible that as a coach, you would go to A-Rod and say, you know what? This is not the best, this is not the advice I want to give, but you should stay out of the public eye. You should not talk to the media.
100%. He needs to lay low. This is not a time to date strippers.
Wait a second.
And I love Madonna, but stay away from Madonna.
But the problem is because of the nature of what he does, the microphones are there all day, every day.
Yeah.
He cannot speak to a microphone and not... Just the other day, he caused a stir by saying he loved to play with Jose Reyes, and people start to extrapolate that he'd rather have Jose Reyes than Derek Jeter as his teammate in the shortstop when that wasn't his intent. My point is, Meredith, every time this guy opens his mouth, it's a disaster.
Yeah, he needs to lay low. He needs to realize that everything... Look, I've worked in the media for many years, but the media will take one story, one small story, and then blow it up out of proportion. So he really needs to lay low. I would not be surrounding myself with friends or anyone that is controversial. He really needs to start, like, under the wire. And, you know, years ago, it might not have been years ago, he was photographed without a shirt on. And A-Rod looks unbelievable. You know, I know my husband's...
If you say so yourself.
But not a good thing to say with your husband three steps away here.
Right. Sorry, Jason. But the fact of the matter is, this is not a time that he wants to be photographed without a shirt on, because everyone's going to say, look at the steroids. That's why his body is the way it is. You know, this is not a time that, you know, like Charles Barkley with the swearing. I love Charles Barkley, but, you know, you want to lay low. You just got to, you know, drunk driving. So you can't do these things.
Have you ever worked with somebody that you said, nothing I can do? I've tried. I've made an effort, but it's not getting through.
No, because you know what? For everyone, it happens at different times. And I believe so much, if you think positively and speak positively and you do good things, I do believe in karma. I think it could happen. It will change around. He just needs good influences around him. This is not a time if he wants to jump for, as I said before, with the PRs, the publicists, the managers, and agents. He has to make good decisions from here on.
But don't you think he has access to the best? Because he hasn't been getting the best advice, or at least his execution hasn't been the best. That is for sure. His big problem in many ways, he's done some things wrong, but it's in how he's handled everything.
Absolutely. He is not taking the advice that he's hearing.
But you think, so you think he's not following the...
I don't think he's following yet. A-Rod, I'd love to work with you if you're listening, because I could really help
All right,
him.
What would you say about the whole steroid situation? A-Rod, your client, they've... Come out and said, you know, he's failed the drug test. What would you tell A-Rod if he was your client?
I would say you need to get out there. You need to go from university to university. You need to start educating people of the long-term health effects of taking steroids, mental, emotional, and physical. Because once he starts doing that, look, a lot of people won't listen to him, but even if he helps a couple people and then he gets photographed and, you know, he's in the post helping these people, you know, make a difference, then, you know, slowly it could really turn things around.
All right, well, we got to go in a second, but, you know, it's interesting that you say that, and as we sit here, I can tell you, it's not something I would say after you leave. I'm so cynical about this stuff.
Yeah.
Because A-Rod... You know, goes on with Katie Couric, denies that he ever took steroids, gets caught red-handed, now has to come out, and instead of saying, yes, I got caught, he says, I really wanted to get this off my chest. But you know what? He wouldn't have gotten it off his chest unless he got caught. And now you're suggesting the best way to resurrect the image is to go out and teach high school players and teach youngsters about the negative effects of steroids. And if I see that, I'm thinking there's somebody like yourself in his ear, and maybe it works. Maybe I'm just too big of a cynic, but I see somebody like yourself behind him going, A-Rod, this is the thing to do, because he seems like the most insincere person on the planet.
Right, and that's why we need to change this around. So maybe he needs to start working with a life coach. Maybe he needs to start working with an image consultant. Maybe this is a huge blow to his ego right now because he was getting away with a lot. And, you know, we can forgive. Americans can forgive. When people lie, we don't forgive. Like with Barry Bonds not admitting that he took steroids. You know, we're not so forgiving. He's not on a baseball team right now. But with Andy Pettit, welcome him back with open arms.
All right, now before we let you go, your website, gotomerith.com, do you get any information there, or is it just to find out about you? And you know, who uses a life coach? Not just A-Rod and T.O., who uses you?
Life coaches.
Other than your husband.
Well, you know, I'm working a lot with people that want to make changes in their life, whether it's for their jobs or for their health, or also if they want to meet someone new or they want to lose weight. And especially my business has picked up so much since the economy has been doing poorly. You know, I feel bad about it sometimes. People are asking, well, how are you doing? I'm like, actually, I'm doing really well. So people come that are, you know, tired producers, tired hosts that are exhausted at the end of the day, and they want to start changing the way they think. Because when you do, even if you don't believe this stuff, when you think positively, good things happen. I'm sure you have friends. You talk negatively, negative things happen.
You got to straighten him up.
Yeah, I know that. I can tell already.
We call him the dour one.
I'm a negative guy. You're right. I may need a life coach.
Well, you're doing something right because you're doing this show. So
we can call him the dour one. Give him a card.
I will. I got it here.
I could use some help. All right. Let me plug the website again. Go to gotomerith.com. You can find out more information on the web. Thanks for stopping in. We appreciate
your
time.
Thank you for having me. Come back anytime.
Nice to meet you.
We got to take a break. More on A-Rod, more on T.O. It's been a very interesting day already. We'll get back to some phone calls coming up. 888-MAD-DOG-6, 888-623-3646. It's the B-Team on Mad Dog Radio. Stay with us.